It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
You buy a plunger for $10, it is worth $0 the second it touches liquid.
It loses value. This one seems to be like
the
a
worst
high-end
is when
one,
it
too.
Curls up.
That means
that's a spicy meatball.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
All right, we got Ricky Ray coming up here in about 5 minutes, bringing the Grey Cup back to Toronto. Big win for the Argos last night. Ricky Ray.
That was an entertaining football game.
Very entertaining.
It was.
Very entertaining game. But they're like stars offensively. Ricky Ray, he was fine, but it wasn't like he was unbelievable. James Wilder Jr. really didn't do anything. SJ Green, not much.
Well, they
just kind of hung around, and then boom, they pounced when the opportunity was there.
They had to battle the elements. Like, that's a grind mentally going in, knowing, okay, I got to be on my game, but you also, like, snow, coldness, all of that. Like, that would weigh on me mentally.
Well, some people were complaining about it, like, because it didn't show off the quintessential Canadian game, which is a lot of throwing, a lot of, you know, plays through the air, high-scoring games.
Right, right.
And I understand that, but you can't guarantee anything. These were two pretty good defenses to begin with. And I'm all about just memories, man. Like, that's a game, even if the Argos weren't playing in it, you would remember it because of the snow. Because of just the viewing experience was different. Right?
Happy as hell
changes.
I never have to play in that, but it was sure entertaining.
Well, I guess if you played an outdoor game, like the Leafs are in Washington in March.
Yeah, and they played one last year.
Yeah, and it was, I don't think it was snowing last year. I was at the game. It was pretty cold, though, man.
It was cold.
Cold enough, anyway, to get your attention.
That's the thing. Like, it. I was a part of the Heritage Classic in Calgary, and
that
it was like
disgusting.
Minus 26 or something.
That was disgusting. Yeah. Like, how they didn't cancel that game?
I was so lucky as being an assistant coach. I was up in the heated area of McMahon, so I just sat there. But Kiprusoff was starting that night, and we had a scuba, like a scuba suit to put underneath him that was... They keep your body heat in. And just before the game, he said, to hell with it. I'm just going. He rolled out in a T-shirt underneath it. It was minus 26. Got a shutout. I think we won 4-0 or something. But he just battled the elements. All the other guys were on heated benches and that. He sat out there.
That's true. If you're the goalie, what are you going to do? You're
and
stuck out there.
Think
There's
about the sidelines. The sun on the one side. Like a
couple hot shots, maybe.
Imagine you go to the bench and you take a shot of whiskey.
No, you
every
know those
10
hot
minutes.
Shot the hot shots in your gloves, you know, those things that
okay.
you're...
Okay, I wasn't
little,
thinking that.
You're thinking little pockets that heat up and you put them in your boots
oh,
and
I
your
thought
gloves.
You were thinking knowing Kipper, he would have
no.
shot.
No. Like a shot of vodka.
I think they were called hot shots.
Yeah, they were. They are. I actually, my cameraman in Ottawa will bring them to me because it's cold standing in between the benches. So I put them in my shoes and...
All right, but what about a shot of vodka?
I would
or a
love
shot of
that.
Whiskey?
I'm knowing some of the players.
I'll tell you what.
With.
I went to the Christmas fair yesterday with my daughters and my cousin, and there was hot chocolate. So I'm like, "Can I have hot chocolate?" They're like, "This is different hot chocolate." I'm like, "How different can it be?" We're like, "We work for Trica Vodka. This is vodka and hot chocolate." I'm like, "Ooh, all right."
Was it good?
I thought it would be gross, like, because they don't really
vodka and hot chocolate do not.
Dude,
you wouldn't think that goes together.
It was a game changer.
Really.
Delicious.
See, I love an eggnog.
We gotta have one during the holidays before the show.
All right.
I think we're allowed to do that.
Are you?
Before the show? Says yes.
Are you guys an eggnog guy? Like, do you do eggnog and rum?
Love.
I love it too. It's so amazing.
Eggnog. I
love
mind.
Eggnog.
Let's have a Christmas party. All like, are we allowed to drink on the air?
No, we're not. That's,
we're not going to get destroyed.
HR will be in
here. Yeah, we're definitely like, not allowed to do that. But
dude, who cares? Let's just see if we can pass it through the chain. Couple rum and eggs.
Oh, I love it. Spiced rum.
Oh,
spiced rum and eggnog.
It's not my favorite.
There's only so much you can drink of it, though.
It's two, Max.
Yeah. You have one or two tops.
But
well,
you
yeah.
make them sizzlers.
Oh yeah, the old White Russian. Like the
I
Big
just,
Lebowski just nails back White Russians.
I think I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know.
Man, I love a rum and eggnog.
I would have to have like eggnog with lactose intolerant or whatever.
So you don't drink milk or anything?
I do, but I drink the lactose. I self-diagnosis of it. Like I have no firm.
So what, like WebMD?
Evidence.
You went on WebMD and said. Just,
I feel a lot better, put it that
way. If you don't drink the regular
but
dairy?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Just feels.
Well, you're missing different. Out because eggnog is.
It is, and I will try. Drink. Like, I've had it before, and I don't mind it, but it's not my. It's not top of the list.
This is going to sound so ignorant.
Yes.
Can you get eggnog in, like, May and June and July, or is it specifically around the holidays?
I think it's a holiday thing. Again, I'm speaking.
I don't ever see it.
I'm speaking with ignorance as well.
But why
I think it's just a holiday thing.
But why couldn't you have eggnog?
I mean, if you wanted to dig and search where you could possibly purchase it. But I don't think you're getting it.
I'm not listening. Eggnog, like, it's a heavy drink. It's like mud.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's not something you wouldn't enjoy it on a warm summer's night.
Exactly.
Give me an eggnog, please. It's 35 degrees out. But when it's cold, you're inside for a while. Man, you get festive really quick.
Yeah, I don't.
Really quick with an eggnog.
I think it's just seasonal, but maybe they could sell it year round. Like I said, I couldn't imagine myself in June having an eggnog.
Me neither. We Why put the Christmas lights up yesterday like it was a big
you
thing.
You had the full pajamas on.
You saw those pictures?
Yeah. You were dad of the year yesterday.
Yeah, I had the onesie on. We were putting everything up.
The onesie.
Wow. Well, we have multiple trees. They're both fake. We got the two fake trees.
There's only one going in at our house, and I'm holding on as long as I can.
I tried to. I said, wait until December. We'll do it next weekend. Nope, had to do it yesterday. We
December.
Got them up. Because you know what happens is my neighborhood is so Christmas crazy, everyone else is putting up their stuff, so we're behind.
Do you want to be, the house in the corner that has no lights up?
Right, so we had to get out and do everything and put everything up.
I've never put lights up.
I'll tell you what, all you young single fellas out there, the Christmas market is a good Christmas time.
People go nuts down there, though, for pictures. People are throwing elbows to get in front of that tree.
No,
yes.
Dude. You go out on a date at the Christmas market, you're going to like the end result.
Get down to the Argos party tomorrow afternoon.
Exactly.
I bet you there'll be... Maybe Shania Twain will pop by to say what's up to the Grey Cup champs.
I bet you Ricky Ray had a chat with her.
You think so?
Well, afterwards, she should have called him or at least came by and said congratulations.
Congrats. I agree with you. All right, here he is. Four-time Grey Cup champ, bringing the Grey Cup back to Toronto, Argos quarterback Ricky Ray. What's happening, Ricky?
Man, just still enjoying the moment, trying to make it last as long as I can. What a special night for us last night.
Well, didn't you come home and take the trophy off the plane? I always wondered, like, aren't you guys in kind of rough shape at that particular point?
How do you risk that? Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty quiet plane ride. Luckily, it was only about 30 minutes, but, yeah, guys were sleeping. We didn't get much sleep last night. And, just to be able to carry that trophy off the plane and, you know, show all the media there, the Grey Cup was pretty cool.
It is a gamble, though. Like, you blow a wheel coming off that plane. You're in YouTube hell, right? Like, you.
I know. I had my eyes focused on the steps all the way down until I got to flat ground. So
right.
I made sure I wasn't falling down with that thing.
Well, we were talking about Shania Twain, and obviously you didn't get a chance to see the halftime show. You had other priorities. But I didn't think the true act came out because of the elements, because it was snowing so much. But did you, Noodles thinks that she pulled a stop and chat with you post game. Did you get a chance to talk with Shania or what?
I didn't, man. It was so crazy after the game, just celebrating with all your teammates and friends and family and fans and all that stuff. A lot of media to do, and so unfortunately, no, I didn't get to see Shania. That would have been pretty cool, but definitely we had a great celebration. A lot of celebration in the locker room, drinking out of the cup. I mean, it was a special moment for us.
So going into yesterday's game, you know, you see the elements involved. How does that change your mindset, not only just how you're going to prepare for the game, but how you prepare your body, either to stay warm or do you just say, to hell with it, I'm just going to fight through and wear what I usually wear regardless of the weather?
Yeah, I mean, some guys say, yeah, I'm not wearing sleeves. I'm going to just go sleeveless. James Wilder was out in pregame with his shirt off, just trying to you know, get his mental toughness going, I think. And for me, you know, I threw some sleeves on and had the hand warmer. We put some of those little heat packs in the hand warmer to keep your hands warm. And I mean, it's tough, you know. When you're out there playing, you're fine. It's just coming off and getting on the sideline. You want to make sure you're staying as warm as you can with the jackets and, you know, huddled around the heater. So it was a magical night. I mean, with the snow falling and, you know, the Grey Cup, you know, 150 years Canada celebration, 105th Grey Cup, just for us to be able to pull out the victory. I mean, it's going to be a memory for a lifetime for us.
With Argo's Grey Cup champ QB Ricky Ray, that is your fourth Grey Cup. How would you compare, you know, your reaction last night, that experience to your first one?
Yeah, you know, they're all special, but they're all different too. You know, my first one, you know, it was my second year in the league. You know, we had a really veteran team, kind of like Calgary. We had gone to the Grey Cup the year before and lost, and then, you know, we're kind of on that redemption season like they were this year, and we were able to pull it off with a victory. And this year was totally different. I mean, we, you know, a lot of changes in the off season for us, a lot of new coaches and players, and, you know, guys that have gotten released from other teams, or, you know, teams didn't want them anymore and they traded them, and, you know, all sorts of stories, you know, with all these guys. And we were able to just take Coach Trestman's vision that he set out for us, you know, early in minicamp. And, you know, we're just focused all year long on trying to get to the Grey Cup and win the Grey Cup. And it's so rewarding when you see the whole plan work out, you know, just the way you planned it. And, you know, that's what makes it so fun.
What's with all the love talk? You just mentioned Coach Trestman, and apparently it's you guys had to learn to love again, and love's the big theme in the locker room. Can you expand on that, what it means, if it's actually real, or what it means to you?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, you know, the best teams I've played on, you have that love for each other, that accountability. You know, everybody's got each other's back. You know, you're playing for each other out there, and the team's bigger than anything else. And we were able to capture that this year. You know, Coach does a great job with setting that culture and getting everybody bought in. And the bad teams I've been on, we haven't had that. You know, we haven't had that same accountability and love for each other. I mean, when you start to kind of doubt and, you know, do your own thing out there. And, you know, we were just able to capture, you know, playing for each other and doing something special together. We all believed. And, you know, you got to give credit to Coach Trestman for, you know, getting us started on that and then, you know, guys buying into it.
I'm sure you're aware of this. I mean, you were sitting there watching it. Bo Levi Mitchell taking some heat for his decision to throw into double coverage the basically the final play of the game. As a quarterback, do you sympathize? Do you appreciate that he's got the stones to go for the win in a situation like that? I mean, how do you basically break down that situation? How did you experience Bo Levi Mitchell's final throw?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what you expect from those guys. I mean, Bo's a great player. He's really confident. He's really, you know, aggressive. You know, he's won a ton of games, you know, for Calgary, you know, leading the team down on last-minute drives. And, you know, we were playing a lot of man coverage on defense, and, you know, they went after us, you know, a couple big plays down the field. And then that last play just looked like, you know, Matt Black just got a good read on his eyes and was able to, you know, come out of the middle of the field and make a play. You know, I'm sure Bo was thinking he had one-on-one coverage outside. And, you know, Matt just did a great job of reading his eyes and getting over there to make the play. So, I don't know. That's what I expect from those guys, to try and go down there and win the football game.
How many times over the past 24 hours have you been asked if you're going to retire?
I know. That was kind of the theme for the week. You know, Henry did it last year, and so I was supposed to follow in his footsteps and, you know, do the same thing he did. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just part of being at this point in your career, you know, getting those questions a lot. But, you know, I said all week, hopefully I have the same opportunity that Henry had to be able to make that decision of being able to go out on top. And here we are. You know, we've been able to put myself in that position with a great team effort yesterday, and we'll see what happens.
You guys getting back at it tonight or what?
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
We're all pretty tired. I know. We got the parade tomorrow, so we're going to get rested up for that. I'm sure some guys are going to be going out tonight and celebrating, but I'm sure we'll have something going tomorrow as well.
Who on the team would be legendary? Who should we be looking out for?
Who's going to have sunglasses?
Yeah, who's going to have no shirt on and the gray cup going into a bar tonight?
Oh, man. There's a lot of guys, you know. Got James Wilder, Will Campbell. Those are the shirts off guys. But a lot of guys on defense. I mean, we got a great group of guys. Cleon Lang, you know, coming out with a big play for us last night with that strip on the fumble. So I'm sure those guys are going to be having a great time with the Grey Cup. And that's what it's all about, you know, the party after the game, you know, at the hotel with all the guys and everybody's drinking out of the cup. I mean, those are special moments.
Well, they better hope Jim Pop and that beautiful hair don't show up at the bar too, man, because if he walks in, it's over. It is over.
Yeah, exactly. Man, he's got some great hair, especially for a guy like me. It makes me pretty jealous.
Right. Well, enjoy the parade tomorrow. Congrats on a great season and a great, great cup. And hopefully we're watching you down at BMO again next year. But take your time on that decision, and I know that you will. Thank you for doing this, Ricky.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much.
There's Ricky Ray.
I love that they get the cup. Like, that's old school, where before the cup had a keeper in hockey, I would hear legendary stories and have played with guys who've won it that would just take the cup out of the building. That's how the cup ends up at a strip club or somebody's house or whatever. So the Grey Cup, if it had a camera attached to it, it's probably seen some things.
Well, you're looking at a massive roster.
Yeah.
So way more potential for a bad seed or two that decides to do something stupid.
Well.
And, I mean, it's any championship, how often do you get to win one? You know, Ricky Ray's won four. He's an older guy. He's going to probably...
How old is he?
37 now, I believe.
Yeah, I thought he was...
So he's been through the ringer. He's been around for a while. I mean, I'm not going to grill him on if he's retiring. He hasn't made up his mind. He's 38 now, so he hasn't made up his mind. And when the time comes, he'll make an announcement. But
right,
I would be tempted to walk away on top.
Would you?
I'd be very tempted to.
Yeah, you go to training camp next year. You get injured in training camp. You're like, what the hell have I gotten myself into here?
Right.
Well, I tell people this all the time: play as long as you can, because what are you going to do from? So Ricky Ray's 38. Let's say he wants to live till he's 90 or 100 years old. We hope he does. What are you going to do for the next 60 years? Like, you can always get into something else. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm sure he has something else, but it just...
After the season he just had, like, that's the difference between him and Henry Burris. Last year, Burris was in and out of being a starter.
Right.
No one knew if he was going to start in the playoffs.
Right,
you know,
it depends on where you're at in your career.
Yeah, he was 40, I believe, Henry Burris was a year ago.
Right.
You know, apples and oranges, it's not the biggest difference, but... Listen, I would think after him being up for the MOP, him winning a Grey Cup, the Argos would happily have him back.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's not like they've got some quarterback waiting in the
wings
here to take over the league. I'm pretty sure Trestman and Pop would happily have him back. So,
I was hoping
if he wants to come back, he can come back.
I was hoping that one of these guys would have gone Pasi Nurminen off of the plane.
No kidding. Well, that's what you'd have to be thinking. I mean, you're Ricky Ray. You have to be thinking, if I fall down the stairs here, A, I could be in big trouble. B, I'm never living that down.
You walk off and go Pasi Nurminen, down the stairs, roll into the trophy.
Like, that guy's spine was rubber. Like, how did he not have serious injury problems?
Because you hear stories of drunks falling off a three-story building and getting up and walking away because their body was limp.
I'll bet you they love eggnog and rum over in Finland.
For sure. Like, that Pasi Nurminen video, I can't stop watching.
It's like, so good.
Once every 6 months, I just put it on and watch it. It is the greatest YouTube clip. It could be one of the greatest YouTube clips of all time.
Of all time. It's like, not like you don't have to be a sports fan to appreciate that clip.
Oh, it's just a full-blown face plant
down the stairs off the plane.
But he's being helped by another coach.
And then the coach is just like, you're on your own,
yeah,
pal.
But I got caught down the rabbit hole watching Wendell Clark's video the other day,
mm-hmm,
of him handing out the cross check to the back of John Casey's head and then just tuning up a bunch of people. And you can watch that. That's a 5-minute clip. I can watch that 10 times and not even think twice. The Passy Nerminen clip, because it's so short.
There's only 16,000 views. I'm looking at it right now.
But I think there's multiple views. Is there not? Like there.
Maybe. I mean, here's another one, 8.1 thousand. This should be well over 10 million views.
Exactly.
Because he actually gets down the stairs, he gets to the red carpet, and then he blows a significant wheel.
I'm looking at one that has 250,000 views.
Okay. So maybe combined it's a million?
This guy, Finnish assistant coach Passy Nerminen, drunk at airport. That's the headline.
Passy Nerminen. What a name, too. Passy Nerminen.
I think Ray played with him in Atlanta.
I think he was one of the guys that Ray didn't even know. He was just one of his goalies that came in and out.
No, that was Scott Fankhauser.
That
the guy
he actually
got called
to introduce
up
himself on the ice.
Yeah, like, that was Fankhauser.
You?
Yeah,
because he broke this mic.
Fankhauser didn't play very much. Passy Nerminen actually made his way through the league a little
okay
bit. So that guy is a beautician.
Legit NHL player for a while.
He was for a bit, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of the NHL, we'll get into the Leafs weekend. 15-9-1, yet it seems like there's some leakiness in their game.
Yeah.
And we'll get you an update on the lines of practice. And if you're looking for Matthews and Marner and Nylander and Van Riemsdyk,
Brian Babcock says no guy.
No guy. We'll break it down next. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Don't forget to set your PVRs on TSN 2. If you can't watch it live, you can watch it later. Find everything podcasted on TSN1050.ca and subscribe and check it out on iTunes.
What the hell did you just let me listen to?
Donald Trump.
Are we allowed to play that?
We technically could. He's the president of the United
States.
It's just
so
he
ridiculous.
Did say it in front of the media, but this is one that, this is a comment I wasn't expecting. Like, this is, Trump says a lot of things and has said a lot of things.
But he's,
this one is one I wasn't waiting for.
Do you have it, Mark?
It was about Elizabeth Warren and.
Well, yeah, it's a shot at
Elizabeth
Warren.
He's talking with, like, natives or.
Yeah, he's speaking with Native American war vets. I don't even know the background of it.
But why would you even, like, but that's the thing. Why would you even bring that up? But, I mean, not you, but him.
Trump, yeah.
Anyways,
we can't play that
because
it's so ridiculous.
No, it's not worth it.
The guy said it, not us.
Oh, I know that. We technically can, but it's like the Passy Nerminen video. Do yourself a favor. You go find it. You track it down.
Exactly.
You know, we got other things going on. We got to get to our VIP giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up, isn't it?
Absolutely. December 10th, we're inviting, TSN 1050 is inviting everyone down to the Pint.
Yes.
To check out the Maple Leafs taking on the Oilers. December 10th, again, down at the Pint. Bring out your friends and cheer on the Leafs as they face off against McDavid and the Oilers. We're also looking for 38 VIPs who will all have a shot at leaving the Pint with Leaf tickets or a trip for two to Vegas to see the Maple Leafs take on the Golden Knights New Year's Eve. You can win VIP tickets on Leafs Lunch and Overdrive every weekday before the big party. Again, that's December 10th at the Pint. So you know the way this works. Mullen's going to play the cheesy sound effect.
Yep.
I'm going to hit the roulette. And then whatever number comes up, that's the number you have to be in order to win a VIP ticket. You guys ready?
I'm ready to rock.
Oh, yeah.
Black 11. We're going to make Al work a little bit. Not crazy, but number 11 at 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. Caller 11 picks up a VIP ticket. We got Al behind the glass because our boy Hunt is down in Jamaica.
He needs a vacay.
Yeah, he's been on a vacation for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
I think September 7th. You know what? Steph trained him really well.
Oh, yeah. She's got him dialed right
like
in.
Like, Peg Bundy's asleep on the couch right now, probably. Bonbons everywhere, and Hunt is on a plane to Mexico.
Oh, he is in Jamaica. Doing what? We have no idea.
I would love to have a camera on two things. What the Argos are doing with that Grey Cup.
Yes.
And what Hunt is doing.
He's going to come back. Wasn't it Rob Ford that was speaking like patois?
Jamaican patois.
Yeah, that's what he's going to come back.
That's still my favorite Ford video. There were so many great ones.
There are some, you know.
Him speaking Jamaican patois at a burger joint at like 4 in the morning in Rexdale. I don't think you can top that.
Talk about YouTube clips. Passy Nerman is... For me, it's a clear one, but then...
No, I'll take now, four now Jamaican patois.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
What was that place called again? The Steak Queen?
Was it? Yeah, it's like
Steak Queen in Rexdale.
You've been there. You had said you've been there.
I drove there the next day.
Yeah. It's a staple.
And, it's a legendary place.
Yeah, it's a gritty little joint, but they knock out a burger with the best of them. And I guess Steak Sandy's and...
I'll take it. I don't mind that, but...
I love that, man. I love the fact that there still are some... Little gritty mums and pop shops.
That don't go mainstream.
Don't go mainstream. They don't need to be franchised all over the country.
I'm fine with that, too.
They offer quality food in quality time.
Boy, that's a...
The Steak Queen.
They're the best ones.
Shout out. Yeah, they are. They're absolutely the best
ones. There's a little place called Alexandro's down right beside the Westin. It's a little hut. They do pitas, Greek food.
Mm-hmm.
Delish.
I like a Greek food every once in a while. I don't get after it that often, but when I do, I enjoy it.
Chicken on a pita and a fry?
What's the one where they cut the food off the thing that's spinning around? Is it
like I don't gyro? Do that. I don't
euro?
Do that
a
one.
A euro.
I don't
is
do
it
that
chicken?
One.
It's chicken on there.
Yeah,
right?
But
that's a shawarma.
They do lamb, I think.
I like the shawarma.
That's a no guy. I like the actual chicken.
You like a shawarma? Of
no,
all
I
people.
Don't.
No, him. Oh. Of all people on earth. Mr. Chicken Fingers and Potatoes.
Here's the thing, though. I get a special order. I ask them to cook. They cut it off. They cook it very well. And I just ask them to do the chicken and cheese. No lettuce. No sauce. They get weird sauces.
Tzatziki.
So you get very
no
particular.
Sauces. Yeah, they just put it in a wrap. It's a thinner wrap than everyone else's.
I'll tell you what. If you ever have a big night and you go for tzatziki sauce on anything, you might as well not practice in the morning. The booze and the tzatziki, when that stuff starts coming out your pores... You're dead.
Well,
you're
coach.
Joe Plisarchuk.
Yeah, the coach would know
the
you've
Joe
had a...
The Joe Plisarchuk theorem. You're dead.
Like, you're dead.
You are dead.
Yeah, the coach would know. Like, you're not masking that with gum or scope or anything
yeah, but
like that. Or...
Like a food scent, the coach isn't going to grill you about
no,
that.
No, it's the worst, though. I'm telling you, I've sat beside guys, heavy booze, heavy tzatziki. You have no idea.
That's not good, eh?
No. I played with a guy... I think he was a skating coach for the Leafs somewhat recently, Graham Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
He loved garlic more than... Not more than
Glenn Featherstone.
But the room
Glenn
would
Glenn Featherstone
reek.
Would get his pasta for pregame meal, and he would order garlic cheese bread with... This is what he would say to the lady. I want garlic cheese bread with triple garlic.
That's so gross.
That was his order for lunch for pregame.
That's
meal.
Like what a. That's like an exorcism.
Yeah.
Like witches. Oh. You have to use that against a witch.
Yeah.
Triple garlic.
That's what he would say. And that's not a lie. Any of the Hartford Whalers that went for lunch in that group could back that up. Triple garlic.
That and you
imagine
like you're playing
on the
man.
Bench too, because he probably paid 14 minutes a night?
Oh, the darts and everything else on top.
That's true.
Just the pours on a bench.
Oh.
Like lots of garlic. Yeah, smokes. If you had a big night the night before, like this is old school. It doesn't happen anymore.
But think of the smell in the room or on the bench or on the plane or anything.
Triple garlic.
Like,
Bertucci's.
Like the old buildings were, like at the gardens. You were 3.5 feet from a guy.
That tiny little dressing room at Maple Leaf Garden, underneath the, like it was in the corner. It was just an awful, awful dressing room.
Like the Leafs room, you mean?
No, the visiting team.
Well, you
room.
Had to go through the Zamboni, though.
Yes.
To get to the visitors.
But the actual
at the
dressing room was like a closet. I remember like just sitting there, and you talk about not even the smells, but just everything that was going on. There's people walking by. The Zamboni's driving around.
Crazy.
Just a
crazy how the crazy. Zamboni would be like driving through, and if you're standing there, he will kill you if you're in the way.
I know.
You see that. You still see it from time to time, like the ringside reporters who are doing a report. And someone pulls them out of the way because
the
Zamboni's coming.
Like,
that guy's not stopping for your report.
No, they don't have enough time. They've got to sort it out. But I've never, and I'm in the minority when it comes to this, I always hated where the fans had to walk by the bench. Like, I didn't like the ACC setup. I didn't like the Bell Center setup. I didn't like the old school setup where fans could walk right onto the bench and walk by the coach and the forum in Montreal. I just felt it was too close, and there were things that get said and things that go on a bench that you probably don't need.
But that was back in an era where it was, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Now we live in a world where if I have a problem, you have to accept it, and you have to change what you do.
Well,
and that is a part of the old world that I miss.
I agree.
If you have tickets right there and some guy's swearing, back in the day, they didn't go to security and said, excuse me. So, like,
yeah, you're hurting whoever.
You're like, well, I'm in their world, so they can say whatever they want. Now we're all so soft and everyone's so politically correct.
Yeah.
Like, look what's happening in the NHL now. Players are not allowed to say crazy things on the ice. Now, some of that is moving in a progressive direction.
Correct.
I'm not suggesting it's a good thing back in the day when homophobic slurs were used or racial slurs. But now, like, an F-bomb, and people are, like, freaking out.
Well, they're talking about changing, having...
Right, you're not allowed to be
in the trash talking.
Exactly, because maybe a mic will pick it up, and we're so soft as a society now, we can't accept it.
Good luck with that. You're not doing that.
No, I'm with you. Leafs in Calgary tomorrow. They flew out yesterday.
What did I tell you? Smart move.
By who? Mike Babcock with
Ryan Babcock. Great move.
Two days before? Well, get acclimated to, you know, you're talking about...
Yeah,
what
you're
is
taking
it, the
a day off
zone?
Anyway, so just take the day, fly out there, go out, have a bunch of beers, team dinner.
Yeah, and then two-day rule, the legs are not there.
Well, you don't go crazy, you just have a good time.
Where would they have been in Calgary last night? Cowboys?
What day was it? Sunday night? No. It used to be the back alley, I'm drawing a blank on it. But there's Sunday night's industry night. There's a place right on 10th on the corner. You can get into some trouble. National on 17th. Like, there's places that you can, on a Sunday night, and especially, like, these young, good-looking guys. Now, if they're single, they can be on Tinder and get away with life anyways. But if you had to go old school and try and grind it out, like, you could find some trouble there.
I did not need Tinder in Calgary. Ever.
No.
Man, did I have a setup in Cowtown.
Well, there was a lot of... There's some good places to go.
I've heard very good things about Calgary.
There are some...
Very good things.
There are some establishments that you can get into trouble.
Well, the Leafs are coming off a strange weekend. Like, they played horribly on Friday night, and they win in regulation.
Right.
Like, the shot attempts, take that for what it's worth, it was like 93-39 or something
91,
like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy, the amount of rubber Carolina was throwing at Freddie Anderson compared to what the Leafs were doing. And your boy, Scott Darling...
Well,
he does some interesting things in that net, boy.
Well, so
I mean, Ward
wasn't very good either.
He wasn't. But anyway, then on Saturday, the Leafs came back and they played pretty well. But Ovechkin got at him.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to have seen McElhinney stop one of those first two, but it's the greatest goal scorer of the past 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm willing to give Ovechkin the benefit of the doubt.
That first shot was labeled, like, that was a hell of a shot. A little snapper.
That was on the rush.
On the rush. Through a screen, blocker side, just above the pad. And then the other one, it's kind of a rolling puck, but it's still Ovi in the high slot on one knee, like hammering that rolling puck. Actually, when I saw that, I actually thought of you. Because you used to get down, like, you used to have that, like, follow through. I don't know, I've seen somewhere along the line you score a goal like that. And it was... Like goals, that was a goal scorer's goal, but Ovi wanted all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he almost had one, a hat trick on the hat trick before on the one timer through the seam.
Yeah,
and he gets
his chances, man. He gets them off.
It's amazing. Like, everybody knows, you know what's coming. It's like how he gets open like that. It's just
he's owned the Leafs throughout his career too. Yeah. Owned them.
Yeah,
and that's what happened. They got caught, but you know, I thought they played. They played outstanding in the third. The Leafs did.
The Leafs absolutely
dominated in the third, but. You know, the past four or five games, they're not playing that well. You know, they're leaking some oil here. But as I've been saying throughout the afternoon, somehow I've become the guy who's kind of asking for cooler heads to prevail here. They're 15-9-1.
I'm right there.
They're 15-9-1. They've got some issues, but I think a lot of what can be corrected is internal. Gardner and Zaitsev have to get better. Marner and Nylander have to start putting up more points.
Yeah,
the two of them have two goals combined in 15 games.
Yeah,
you know that's not good enough. Like they're second year players, and you're going to have ups and downs. But they want to get paid.
Yeah,
they want to prove that last year was no fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they keep going like they're going. Their payday is going to look a lot different than it could have.
Big time.
And I don't think the Leafs are upset about that, to be honest.
If they're 15-9-1. If they're 9-15-1, this is a much bigger story.
Right.
Those guys would be whipping boys.
There's a completely different temperature in the city.
Right.
I agree.
Like, people are willing to look at certain players' play, and it's like, okay, he'll figure it out. It's all good. 15-9-1. If you got Edmonton's record right now,
yeah,
there's a lot of whipping boys on that team.
You're right, because guys aren't producing. If they had the same numbers... But you got Edmonton's record. The headlines are, what's wrong with Mitch Marner? What's wrong with William Nylander? Now, you're looking at goals. They've got assists. I think they both have 16 points or in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I got it right here.
So it's not the worst. It's not the worst thing in the world. So if you look at it, points per game or what they're going to average over the season, you look at 55, 60 points. Like, that's 60 points. That's what they put up last year. It looked a lot differently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're... There was a lot of flash and dash to Mitch Marner's game because he was so confident and hanging on to the puck. I've noticed this year, as I think a lot of people have predicted, he's not surprising anybody. So you're going to get people that want to limit your time and space. He's not going to win a lot of physical battles in the corner because he's not strong enough. Like, you're going to go up against any defenseman that is... bigger and stronger than you, they'll win those 50-50 battles. What you have to do is be quicker and smarter and work to position. So it's going to come for these kids. Like, I'm not too worried about it. They're going to be there in the end as far as having good seasons. And you know, to me, it's about the second season, and they look like they're on their way to making the playoffs.
Still a lot of season left.
Exactly.
There's a lot of season, and that applies to every team in the league, every player in the league.
Mitch Marner gets... 4 points one game, all of a sudden, oh, you're at 20 points.
Well, and he did that a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
Right? 6 points in three games, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, he's starting to figure things out here.
Agreed.
Leafs in action tomorrow night in Calgary. You can hear that game right here on TSN 1050. We'll get to our best bets and recap a busy afternoon next. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Looking at the NHL board tonight, I'm on Jersey at home against Florida.
Yeah.
Carey Price, I believe, is playing tonight. Montreal coming off a win on Saturday, but I'll take Columbus paying $1.75. They've won, I think, six in a row.
They're starting to heat up. They're a good team, actually.
Really good team. And Chicago's starting to win games, too. I'll take that at home against Anaheim. Throw down 20, you can score 84. You can find my picks on Twitter, at TSN 1050 Radio, and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. Carey Price, I mean, he returned with a shutout on Saturday night.
He looked good. He looked dialed in. You know, Ottawa's been reeling. They've lost four in a row, five included. Well, if you add in a fifth with an overtime loss to, drawing a blank, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And Montreal, if they win tonight, could surpass Ottawa in points.
I got destroyed by Montreal fans because that Evander Kane goal that could have ruined the shutout. I said the price, it's a price call. Like, he got the benefit of the doubt. It was, somebody barely touched him. I think it was Reinhardt. Like, if it was some schlep goalie, it's a goal. But it's Carey Price. He just come back. The shutout's on the line. And people from Montreal were like, you're such a homer. I'm like, I'm not hating on Carey Price. I just think he got a call there.
I don't doubt that at the Bell Center he gets calls. I absolutely believe it because I think the crowd sways calls. I mean, that's a different situation because it's being reviewed. And Julian had to flag it down, right? Like, he had to challenge, I believe, to save the shutout. But
right.
In that building, they get so loud and they're so supportive of Carey Price. I think that sways the refs.
It was actually
breakdown.
Neat to watch. Not in warm up, but in the announcement of the names, they were chanting Carey. Like, it was kind of, in watching their pregame too, I was streaming it online. He's so calm and cool, and you could tell like he probably just wanted to get to the game. Like they did a big anthem, they did a big ceremony. There were kids on the ice that were beside them, so he helped escort his kid off. And I think he just wanted to make save. And he made a couple real good saves early on. I was
he like, looked good, man.
Dialed in, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
on him. The league needs him. He's one of those guys that it's
you're
like,
right. And so do the Eastern Division or Eastern Conference is so wide open, really.
Tampa, the Atlantic is for sure. I mean,
yeah.
Tampa, the Leafs. I think the Leafs are going to get there, but yeah. You know, Detroit. I still don't think Detroit's getting in.
No.
Florida and Buffalo, I think, are effectively done. I mean, they're just not very good teams. So you got Boston, Ottawa, Montreal fighting it out. You know, if you believe Detroit is going to fall off, and credit to them, they played better than I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida and Buffalo, if you believe that they're done, someone's got to take that third spot.
Yep.
You know, and the way Ottawa's playing, like you just referenced, Boston's had a ton of injury problems.
Well, and inconsistency. Now, they won four in a row heading into yesterday's game, and like they've been doing it with their backup. Tuukka Rask has, you know, not had a great start, and they're a banged-up team. Although Chara had a mean on. Did you see him rough up McDavid yesterday? Mm. Like, he's a 40-year-old man, but he could still...
If you're in his neighborhood...
He could still McCabe anybody.
Oh, yeah. And no one's fighting him.
No.
No one's interested in fighting him.
Maroon went over and said hello, but he made sure he was cordial.
I love that. Hey, how's it going? Can you stop doing that, please?
Yeah, can you please stop roughing up our captain?
Whatever works. Yeah. It's your call, man. It's all good.
That was Edmonton needed that win, too.
Yeah, they did.
Did they ever, man.
After losing to Buffalo.
Yeah, that wasn't a good game either.
Anyway, Leafs in action tomorrow night. We'll tee that up.
Yep.
Throughout tomorrow's show, coming off a Monday night or tonight, Baltimore-Houston. Should be a good one. Enjoy your evenings. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We're going to chat then.